Oh no, baby.
Oh.
We are back again. It's the Oh No Radio Show. Tonight's going to be a little bit different. We are sitting here. I'm not sitting. I'm standing. I don't even know why I'm standing. I got a little anxious.
It's because you're a rocker, that's why.
It's been an interesting week. We've had a lot going on. And I'm sitting here in a darkened apartment, a cloudy apartment, with two of my good friends from the factory. And I believe tonight will be a very interesting show because we have in our presence Sir Duncan.
Sir. Excuse me, sir.
And Mr. Brian Benoit. Benny, the Cajun Snake, back here again. How's it going, guys?
Wow.
Yeah.
Oh, man.
Yeah. Great.
I'm getting kind of drunk, and we're starting this thing a little late. I'm sorry.
It's my fault.
But I think tonight's going to be a good night, because we've got a lot to celebrate.
We do.
Absolutely.
Ladies and gentlemen, we are proud to announce the Oh No Radio Show.
This is the
first time you've heard it.
That's right. Nobody knows this. This is an exclusive.
Michael Jackson's here. Dead.
It's a true story.
Dead. Can't believe it. All those good songs. Beat It.
That's right.
Fucking thriller, man.
I know. That's what I was talking about.
Thriller.
I know.
Dude, zombies.
Zombies.
Thriller. Remember when he did that?
No, it's...
He did that thing and he... Yeah. Remember when he did the dance?
Oh, yeah. Who doesn't love the dance?
He was a good
Everybody
dancer.
Knows the dance. Everybody
really
knows
good dancer.
Dance.
Michael Jackson was... And
the
you know,
all the moonwalk.
Nobody can moonwalk. Everybody tries. Nobody can. Do
it. Usher's got a decent moonwalk.
He's not Michael Jackson.
Who's got the best moonwalk now?
Now.
I don't know, man.
Moonwalk contest.
Let's throw Amy down the gauntlet.
Can you do a moonwalk?
No. Look at the shoes.
Oh, you mean between us? Okay.
Oh, who can moonwalk the best? Well, going by footwear.
Barefoot.
Barefoot.
I'm doing it bare. I'm doing it.
I think you might have it. Dude, I can't moonwalk.
Isn't it?
We're on the carpet
here,
man.
It's this, though, right? You just kind of do that.
Kind of.
Yeah.
Yeah, but you got to make it fluid, bro. Yeah. All right. That's better than I can do it. I'll tell you that.
Ooh. Moonwalk.
Moonwalk.
He's pointing.
Can you moonwalk?
I'm going to try.
You can moonwalk.
Give it a go.
I'm scared. I don't know if I can moonwalk.
Let's get this on camera.
You should be able to do all sorts of crazy shit. If you can, look.
I got slipper loafers on. How am I gonna moonwalk?
It's some chewed up slipper loafers.
Come on, man.
Dude, rock it in the socks, bro.
Oh, is it the socks?
Try it. Shit, I don't know.
Owen did it all right. This is where the tape starts. Is that why you put this tape
here?
Yeah. There's a dartboard.
Yeah. I moonwalk while I play darts.
That's impressive.
Yeah.
You play bass.
Owen
can't
wins.
Moonwalk. Owen wins.
All right.
I can't moonwalk. That was good.
I'm a rigger. I can't moonwalk. Moonwalking has something to do with height.
You can skywalk.
Doesn't mean I can't dance. I just can't moonwalk. It's a big difference.
That's true.
It is.
I can't dance.
No.
Big surprise there.
I can't dance really either. I pretend. Yeah. I've got a couple of moves when I'm at the club.
But you got the white dude
I can
move.
Do the shoulder thing.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
I can do that.
Yeah.
I shuffle.
The sway.
A sway.
Yeah. I just kind of
raise my
there.
Hand in the air every once in a while.
As long as you can stay in beat.
Yeah. I kind of got that down.
Yeah-ish. Depends on how much alcohol you have in your system.
Exactly.
See, I don't drink, so I have no club moves.
Ah, that sucks.
Yeah. So.
When was the last time you had a drink?
Sugar-free Bob's Newsstand show.
Correct.
Yeah, probably.
Yeah,
absolutely was.
You broke your rule. And Duncan, what is your rule?
My rule is that I have one drink one night a year.
I know when.
Yeah, you know when. You know when, too. We were talking about this earlier. Yeah, December 8th, the day that Dimebag Darrell was murdered on stage. So I do a black tooth.
Right.
Shot a crown with a splash of Coke.
Crazy.
Get that mic in your face, man.
And that usually makes me pretty hammered. I'm a cheap date.
Cheap date?
Because you got to realize that I quit drinking when I was 22.
He's older than us.
No shit, yeah.
Yeah.
22.
Yeah.
How old are you?
28.
Yeah. Oh, he's my age. I thought he was older.
I actually thought you were a little older,
Yeah, of course. Everybody thinks I'm older.
Yeah, you look about 30-something.
Is this the road life?
Yeah.
You lived on the road.
Dude, yeah. I lived on the road, and I've been
dirt bag. I want to get into that.
Dirt bag. Sorry, guys.
It's all right.
The live broadcast has the number, but I should say that we're very open to taking calls at 321-332-0186.
We're very open.
Very open.
Here. On the
I want to hear. Show. I want to hear some of Duncan's old road buddies calling in and telling legendary stories about Duncan the roadie.
All right. Well, let's make sure some of them are aware.
Yeah,
that they need to spread this gossip.
Definitely. Definitely.
Yeah. I mean, it's trust me. There are some good stories. I mean, we've been apart. There are some things that we probably shouldn't even say, even on the internet.
No, I'm cool with it. Right. I'm open to everything.
Yeah,
we can swear on this.
Oh, I know we can swear on this.
We can say cum bubble,
sperm burper.
Yeah,
yeah.
What else we got here?
Yeah,
cunt fart.
Cunt fart. Isn't that a queef?
It is.
I'm just saying.
Not a cunt fart.
It was explained to me by Teresa that you can't just voluntarily queef. Like, it's usually after sex or, you know.
Yeah, yeah.
It's involved in the process.
It's disturbing when that shit happens to you and you're
but South caught Park, unaware. South Park nailed it. They had an episode a little while ago where it was nothing but the all the females protesting their right to queef.
Oh, yeah, yeah. I've seen that one.
I missed that one.
It's a natural bodily function. Yes. It's just the same as farting. And
that's
fucking hysterical.
Oh, yeah. God bless Netflix, man. I'm telling you.
Check that out.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, you got to.
Fucking, I haven't even consulted the Bible. You guys heard about slut walk?
No.
That could be another term for my first apartment.
Believe this started in Chicago.
Oh, yeah, that's a surprise.
And
we've got a we've got somebody watching us right now. Excuse me, sir.
Is sir watching?
Sir, I believe is watching. Is what I've just been told via the magic of the mobile device.
Very, very good. And did he say that it was of decent quality? Could he see?
No,
could
he didn't. He didn't mention that. I'm sure that he's...
I need. I would like to know. You know, if you can hear and see everyone. You know, you obviously can't see me, but probably for the better.
The phantom of the studio.
It's right. I like to keep a mysterious vibe. No, unfortunately, we couldn't have Jimmy here. Jimmy last week was able to, you know, bring. Computing devices and cameras, and we had a much
all that high technology stuff.
Yeah. We had a much better looking podcast tonight. We're doing
raw dog. Damn it, that's such a
raw dog.
Dirty. Just
you guys do it raw dog.
Dirty. I don't.
Please explain to me this definition of raw dog.
Yeah, because you're from Louisiana. You don't know what
rubbers,
the fuck we're
man.
Talking about.
Raw dog.
Raw dog. You know, come on, snake. Act like you don't know.
Yeah, act like you don't know what raw dog is.
Don't.
It's
don't.
A new term.
A new term.
I didn't
no,
say
it's
I
not.
Didn't know the definition. New term to me.
Really?
You haven't heard
I've
raw
never
dog?
Heard of that before.
You've never heard that either?
That's why I asked
get up
what
on
raw
that
dog
mic.
By the way,
folks, we haven't even said a word about Amy, and we must involve her in this conversation.
Amy,
if you're going to talk into the mic and just join in the conversation.
Yeah,
it doesn't matter.
See, Amy, yeah.
Hi.
Yeah.
There you go. But raw dog, do you guys?
I've never heard it either.
You've never heard it either?
No.
I thought that everybody had heard it because Dane Cook said it on stage.
Did he? I don't think I got it from there.
I didn't get it from him because I'm much more of a scumbag than, you know, Dane Cook could ever hope
raw
to
dog.
Be. But yeah, no, he actually...
Dane Cook.
Yeah, I know, the Diet Coke of comedy.
I don't know, man.
Yeah.
I tried.
Well,
I gave him a chance.
I did.
I don't have to like him.
And I don't have to like him either.
Hey, Duncan, I'm going to need your iPod. We need to get some music going.
Copy.
Your iPod here.
iPizzle.
Let me hook that up.
Gotcha. Playlist is bam right there.
Sweet.
Gotcha.
Got it all set up.
And Sir says he's trying to call.
Is he? Who's? God damn it.
God damn it.
This happened last week.
Fucking always happens.
I called in. I won joke of the week.
Joke of the week?
Yeah.
Damn it.
But you're gonna have to.
Which we might have to apologize for.
You have to go and check that one.
Oh, no, I did. I did hear that one. Yeah, that's pretty bad.
I'm sorry.
No, it's. It.
Hey, whatever. If you can't laugh at yourself, you can laugh at everybody else. So,
I don't
get it.
That's
true.
Skype's open. Do you guys have the right number? It's 321-332-0186. What the fuck?
Sir.
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 I can't believe I got an apology for that joke on this show.
Seriously. Wait. It's a sad story.
I think you actually offended the show. The first time.
The show as a whole. Oh, I remember. No, I remember because I was listening to it at the house and I was very safe. And I heard it and I was just like, oh.
Oh.
Like,
and then there was laughter. There was the
factor, of course you're gonna.
And then everybody laughed.
Yeah.
The big question is, do you want to apologize for that joke or not?
No. Why? Come on,
I don't think
man.
You should.
That was years ago.
Wait a minute. No, goddamn it. This is America. You don't have to apologize for a fucking thing you say.
No.
I'm just saying.
I don't want to go into details, but.
No, but.
I refuse the kind. I am not apologizing.
That's right.
I will not apologize.
I'm getting the feeling that somewhere I've got the number wrong, like, because I've got everything open. If he's trying to call, I don't
understand.
It says
they keep telling me the system is busy.
Oh, fucking, really?
Oh.
Skype?
Did you pay your bill?
Maybe. Dude, it's a free program.
Did I think I did.
The internet bill.
Oh, well, if he sees and hears us.
Maybe I didn't. Hang on.
Well, then how's he going to see and hear us?
God damn it. I'll check it out on break. But anyway.
We're just talking to ourselves.
We haven't even discussed it yet. I think this is pretty good.
See what we got.
Oh, wait a minute.
That's a safe playlist.
Hang on here.
What did you do?
I did something.
Damn it.
What the fuck did I do?
That's what I'm asking you.
I don't know what I did.
Don't look at
don't
me.
Don't you do this shit for a living?
No. Not very well.
Not very well. Well.
Well.
Did your iPod ring?
While all this is going on, did you see that Jesus attended the royal wedding?
Jesus or Jesus?
Jesus.
Do you
the
need
guy
me to
in
come
the
over
white
here?
Gown with the beard and the long hair.
Oh,
he was
yeah.
there. You can find his picture
you
online.
Watched it?
No, I didn't watch it, actually.
There it is.
I just saw the pictures. My friend found the picture. So look it up. Sorry, Jesus was at the royal wedding.
Jesus at the royal wedding.
He was there. He took a picture with his father.
Oh.
Yeah.
Was he slinging dime bags?
No. Just giving out bread.
Eat me, for I am a cracker.
Yeah, I'm serious. The picture's online. Look it up.
Whoever
this guy was who claimed to be Jesus.
We can talk about it now because we've got war pigs in the background.
Seems fairly appropriate. What the fuck did I just do?
Generals gathered in their masses, just like witches at black masses. Evil minds that plot destruction.
Ladies and gentlemen,
I'm kind of scared right now.
That's what happens when I show up late.
It's time to talk
about the big.
Machine keeps turning.
Red, white, and blue.
Death
elephant
and
in the room.
To mankind.
The molestat.
Poisoning
yes.
their brainwashed minds. Oh, Lord, yeah.
Ladies and gentlemen, all the suspense.
Oh, now I've got my douchebag friend Weber calling me.
So the phones are down, is what you're telling me.
Well, no, he doesn't have the number, and he's an ass and doesn't respond to text messages because he just likes to call people.
Oh, right.
He's a little slow and
fair enough.
Can't quite grasp
the concept of everything.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, right. Ladies and gentlemen, Osama bin Laden is dead.
Well, all right.
I have a picture on my phone.
I was going to say, let me see some proof. I love Obama, don't get me wrong, but I need to see some proof of this shit.
Yeah, I got proof right here, motherfucker.
Let me see it.
I seen this shit right here.
I seen
here.
It.
You guys seriously don't believe it, huh?
No. I'm not saying I don't believe it.
We're
going to
pass it around.
I'm not saying I don't believe it at all.
What happened to him?
They shot that motherfucker.
Shot the fucker in the left eye, right?
Yes.
Yeah.
There's the
absolutely
photo.
There it is.
Put it on the camera.
There it is. And it looks even better with your busted ass screen.
Yes,
too.
It does. That's American.
That is American.
Put a fucking War Pigs back on.
Right? Yeah. I was gonna say we got a cell phone video of them hanging Saddam.
There's video out there.
Yeah. Oh, I'm sure there.
But it's a shot, so it's.
Yeah. I don't really have any interest in.
Do we know how far away the shot was?
I have no idea.
No information really has been released about it. Other than it was in this crazy compound. And
like a mansion, right?
Like a mansion, yeah. But like a fortified mansion.
Because you would need that if you have kidney failure and you're a 6.5 foot tall.
Exactly.
Radical extreme,
yeah,
crazy batshit.
Yeah, that's kind of what you need.
$250 million bounty on his head.
And
how much?
And
was.
No one in Pakistan knew where the fuck he was.
Bullshit,
dude. I am so fucking fired up right now. It's the first time I've been fired up about the news in a long time.
And I get fired up about the news plenty.
In all
I get
seriousness, is it not the biggest thing that has happened? News-wise, in a very long time.
Yes,
it's yeah. It's a very important.
It beat the royal
date.
Wedding.
What it basically it does, what it basically does, is it guarantees Barack Obama's re-election because yes. He's the man that caught
snaps
Bin Laden.
Yeah, yeah,
done just over, like instantly.
Yeah, that whole Democrats are soft on crime and soft on Homeland Security and soft on national defense thing. Yeah, that whole argument, you can pretty much go ahead and toss that up.
Did you see the video recently of him at the dinner where he bashed Donald Trump?
Yeah, I heard about it.
Dude,
I haven't seen it.
This shit was fucking great.
I actually didn't see that.
Oh, man. He
but Donald
him,
Trump needs to just get a slap in the face.
Stabbed him again. Stabbed him. I mean, he's like stabbed him until he died. Like, dude, Donald Trump will be laughed. Last he wasn't laughed up enough for the rest of his life.
Well, the whole Donald Trump thing running for president. It's a joke.
It's a travesty.
It's not even gonna be on the table. I mean, there is no question in my mind that the American public is that dumb. Really. I mean, that dumb?
No, I completely disagree. I think we are that dumb. Dude, you got it.
I mean...
Look at the factory, bro. Look at the factory.
Yeah.
Think about what we see when we're actually in it. You know what I mean? Think about the lowest common denominator that we cater to.
Yeah. Yeah, you're absolutely right.
I mean, we it's like that anywhere.
We do see our fair share of morons.
We absolutely do. Dude, I have been
said lightly.
Around this country. I love this country, don't get me wrong. There's a reason my nickname on my last tour was the Voice of America.
There you go.
And the reason why my hotel room was the American Embassy.
He's a knight.
Nice.
Yeah.
Yeah, well, he's Sir Duncan.
Sir Duncan.
That was my point of saying. So
what town are you from in Michigan again?
In Michigan? Oh, a little town that nobody's ever heard of about the size of this apartment called Berrien Center.
Wow.
Yeah.
Sir Duncan of Berrien Center, Michigan.
How many people?
Sir Duncan of Berrien Center,
Michigan. Dude, I don't even know.
No.
But I'll tell you.
Like now there's more, but it's 25,000,
27,000. I'm going to have to get
dude,
him an
way less.
Wow.
Way less. Mm-hmm. I'm talking like... Downtown Berrien Center, there's a Mexican grocery store. No bank.
What are you talking
hold
about?
On,
wait,
hold on.
Hold on. Mexican grocery store Michigan?
We got one stoplight?
No. Not even a stoplight. Wait for it.
Stop sign.
It's a Mexican grocery store because we have a lot of migrant farm workers that come up in the summertime and do the jobs that white people don't want to do. And more power to them. So they have a grocery store because there's... Dude, I grew up on an 80-acre farm. Right? Soybean farm, so we didn't have any...
Soybeans.
Yeah, soybeans. We had soybeans. And corn. They would alternate year to year.
Well, figure corn, soybeans.
But...
I didn't know that.
There's an orchard right next door, literally across the street. And there was migrant farm workers all over. So they had a grocery store where they could go, and it was, you know, products that they had imported from Mexico that were, you know.
Yeah, right.
And there's a post office, little tiny post office, maybe, I want to say maybe 50 P.O. boxes. Maybe.
Man. Tiny.
Yeah. Tiny. Township hall across the street, and then there was a service station that hadn't been.
How long did you live there?
I lived there from the time I was born to the time I was 18, moved out into my first apartment for several months, not even a year, really. Like, maybe 8 months.
Don't lie. Continue.
No. Bitch. Maybe 8 months, went back for a few years, ended up being there, but I probably lived there for, I'd say, 21, 22 years.
All right. What did you do? Drink.
I drank. A lot. Drank. Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Oh, and, there that's, was... and that's the reason you don't drink now. Almost.
Correct.
It's all connected.
No, yeah, it's absolutely all connected. You know why? Because when I got my license, when I was 16, and then I got to, I got my first job and summarily joined my first band. And so we were just like, yeah, we're rock stars. I mean, obviously not rock stars, but we're like, fuck it. We're in a band. We'll practice and then we'll get shit.
We're going to act like rock stars regardless.
Yeah, exactly.
Continue.
We played this.
I've never been there.
No, of course not.
Never.
Never. I mean, dude, and when you're in high school and you live in the sticks and the only thing there is to do is get fucked up, that's what you
do. That's what you do.
And you excel at it.
Is there a bowling alley? Is there...
There's a bowling alley about 20 minutes away in either direction.
Jesus
from Christ. Where I grew up. Dude, where I grew up, like, literally, the house I grew up in...
I don't know if there's a bowling alley where I come from. Well, there is one 10 minutes, 15 minutes.
Yeah, I was going to ask, is it, like, what he's talking about, is it kind of similar to...
No, we have a lot more than that. We have, like, Walmart... McDonald's.
Big, you're like Haines City.
Haines City, yeah.
You're probably like Haines City.
Yeah,
size.
Now I mean, you know, 35,000 people. It's a small city.
I spent a lot of time in Haines City.
I mean, there's some outside country areas that are all the dirt roads and everything.
I don't even think that we were considered a town. We might have been
we were a town.
We weren't even a village.
And then,
really?
Like, you know, the city right over the bridge that was, you know, 75,000-80,000 people.
Name on a map.
We were less than 10,000.
Wow.
Realistically, I don't even know that we had 75,000 people in our county.
How many people did you graduate with?
96.
You knew everybody and everything about them.
Dude, and most of those people...
I mean, I was like that back home, but there were still some people that, you know, you don't
know.
Yeah,
you're like, really? No.
And everybody knows your business, but everybody knows your business, where you're from.
Right.
Oh, yeah.
Everybody
Yeah. There's no getting around it.
Yeah.
I'm sure it stinks.
I've never lived like that. That must suck.
It sucks.
I've never experienced that either.
You want to talk suck? Yeah, yeah. Dude, and everybody knows your shit. And when you're
in... CEO and it's hitting his
microphone with his beer can. Yeah.
That means
classy,
that means
sir.
That means I need a beer.
Are you trying to ring the bell for your manservant?
Yes. Get me another one, sir.
Continue.
Dude, the bitch of the thing is when you weigh over, you know, close to 400 pounds... And you're the awkward heavy metal kid that gets followed around after every school shooting because you wear black and paint your fingernails to fuck with people.
Everybody hates you.
Oh, man. Dude, but, like, you would think that everybody would hate me, and I think they all did.
They might not have hate you. They just picked on you, I should
say. Yeah. Until God bless rock and roll, realistically. Like, that's
what... It's all good. I hated high school, too.
Oh, yeah, dude. High school sucked.
Yeah. High school sucked. For me, it was middle school.
Middle school.
I was in Australia for high school.
Oh, yeah. So that wouldn't have been.
Oh, down under.
Yeah. Fucking phenomenal place.
I heard now there, though, you get a fucking sunburn anytime you walk outside.
Yeah, the highest UV is there.
Yeah. And New Zealand. New Zealand has no ozone layer over it. Because that's what we've fucking done to the planet.
Mm-hmm.
Cheers.
To battery cars.
Yeah. Hemp for fuel.
Now, that one president from Arizona, he wants to legalize marijuana. Well, I should say the president,
the governor,
the guy who wants to run.
Yeah, the candidate.
Yeah, that guy. He wants to run.
Tonight's episode fucking brought to you by a tall boy of Budweiser.
Yeah. 24 ounces, three for $5.
$3 for $5. Oh, wow. You know what?
That's a good deal. Minus the fact that it's Budweiser.
Hey,
first beer I ever had.
Don't you dare.
All American.
Come on.
I hold a special place in my heart for Budweiser.
Yeah, when I was 18.
Dude, that's
10 years ago.
10 years ago. Right?
So
you want to talk depressing?
It's so bad.
Speaking of a small ass world, and everybody knowing your business. 10-year high school reunion coming up this summer.
Yes, I already
Scary,
got
invited. Huh? I
already told them. No.
Oh, I'm gonna go, but I don't think that they've invited me. I think that they think I'm stupid, and that I'm not gonna fucking find out. I'm friends with half of you on Facebook, for fuck's sake.
So you've never received a card. You've never.
They don't know how to get a hold of you.
We're not. They're like we're not.
They can find me on Facebook.
Yeah,
that's send a goddamn message. It ain't hard. I'm a fan or a member of whatever the class of 2001 at my goddamn high school.
Cheers.
Skull.
Did you need one?
I feel better. Yes.
Do you need one?
Yeah. Here I am.
All right. All right. If we're going to do that, we might need to go dark for a second.
We get to go dark for a second?
Yeah.
I mean, just video for a second. We can keep the audio feed going for...
No. We'll take a break. It's about that time anyway.
We almost have break time?
It's half an hour. We can go dark. Go green, whatever.
Go green or go home.
Either way, whatever.
Really?
Yeah, we'll be back in a couple minutes.
That's right.
What do we got on your iPod here? What do you think is going to be good outro music?
Good outro music.
Thunder Rolls.
We got to get good outro and good intro. We're going with Metal Land.
Metal Land. That's a great one.
We're going. I've decided that when I have guests on, and especially if it's their first time, I go with. By the way, I hate these cases because you can't get the jack in right.
I know. You can take off the bottom. It's fine.
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't care. It's busted to shit anyway. You obviously see that. I told you I'm the reason we can't have nice things.
Oh, right.
Thunder Rolls.
But yeah, big fan of Guar, huh, Duncan?
You could say that. You could say that.
Oh,
I want to listen to some Guar.
Dude, we got you. This is a cut off the...
That's handy.
The not... Yeah.
Oh, God damn it. No, I'm out of your shit. Playlists.
Playlists. I bet you can guess which one it is.
Yeah.
Oh no!
Look at that, Metal Land.
Yeah.
I've never been a huge fan. I'm going to be honest.
Yeah. Oh well, it's really not for everybody.
I saw his show once.
I saw him one time, and that's enough. I see him on Jerry Springer.
It was great.
I've seen him on Tom Green.
I hate Tom Green. God, I hate Tom Green.
Do you really?
I do.
Fuck you.
No. It's fine. I'm allowed to hate Tom Green. God damn it. This is America.
No, fuck you.
You kind of look like Tom Green.
I love Tom Green. He's goofy.
Yeah, he is goofy.
You kind of look like him.
And that's fine. Yeah, he is. And that's fine.
He's got one nut.
Yeah, he's got one nut.
He does have one. Daddy, would you like some sausage? Daddy, would you like some sausages?
That guy, man.
Betty. Yeah. I got you jewels. Jewels, Betty. Jewels.
Tom Green.
I don't like want that. Jewels, Gord. I just want to suck your cock.
If I had a dollar.
That's Tom Green's writing.
I know.
He's fucking genius. Freddy Got Fingered is a brilliant film. I'm telling you.
Is that where he fed the snake? With the rat?
No, that's Road Trip.
Oh.
I do like him in Road Trip.
He's pretty funny in Road Trip.
Yeah. I can do Tom Green in small doses.
He went to Louisiana one time.
Yeah?
Yeah, right to the place where they wear the white boots, no teeth.
Oh, shit.
It was great.
Nice.
You can find it on YouTube.
God bless you.
Oh, Jesus Christ. Somebody's calling my phone. They're probably calling because they're bitching about the show.
Oh, yeah, because that's...
Right there. It's
right there, sir.
Can I answer this?
Who is it?
216-6...
No, you can't answer that one.
Oh. That sucks.
No, you can't answer it. Damn
Who the fuck is this?
Why are you calling us? God damn it. I mean...
I can play what it did it.
Yeah, sorry. For those of you, obviously, might have tried to call in, I'm going to take a look into it here in a second and see if I can't rectify the problem so we can come back and take phone calls. For right now, we are going to go to break. What is this? This is Metal Land.
Bow!
Safety first.
Oh, that's where I'm in.
Ono Radio Show. We're back.
Yeah.
Osama bin Laden is dead.
Yeah.
Seriously, I do want to talk about this. I keep fucking around with it, and I understand that it's like everywhere and it's going.
Yeah, but if we don't talk about it now, then we never will.
Exactly. And it's important stuff. Because at the end of the day, Osama bin Laden is dead, and that is fucking rad.
And we're Americans.
I'm not American.
No, you're not. That's true. No, you're an American, goddammit. American.
But no. I'm not.
You're more American than a lot of other Americans I've met.
There you go. Yeah, sorry, Brian. We started without you.
Yeah.
What you missed was we're Happy bin Laden is dead, and I'm more American than most Americans.
Well, look, because my definition of American is probably the opposite of most people's definition of American. Like, right. Being an American doesn't mean that you've got a fucking 15-foot American flag flying in front of your house. I got an American flag. I have an American flag that was on the big top of my Cirque du Soleil tour.
Do you like my Welsh pin that is pinned?
Yeah,
to my flag.
Beautiful.
You know,
do it.
My
up.
Welsh dragon.
Dude, I have a really nice American
and
flag.
And my butt head in the top.
Which
star.
Is yeah, dude. That's what we should do. A different pin for every star.
Yeah.
Of American pop culture.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Be rad as shit.
Shit. Yeah. We'll get right. Beavis. We'll do Beavis and Butthead.
Eventually, I'm going to have a camera, and that's going to be behind me.
So I like it.
It's, you know.
Yeah.
It will look
no,
good.
No, it's a good backdrop.
Osama bin Laden died. We killed him.
I know. We're so excited about that.
Wow.
Dude. Hold
in
on.
In the left eye. Shot the left eye. Think it was a sniper?
Hold on. In the interest of journalistic integrity, we need to report the possibility that that picture that we broadcast earlier.
Ah, true.
May, in fact,
be a hoax.
Exactly. The victim of somebody who likes to masturbate in their parents' basement.
Teresa's nodding her head, yes, that's a hoax.
Oh,
so.
Yeah. Of course it is.
That's where I get my news. That and The Daily Show.
Yeah.
So, you know.
I need a timestamp. I need something.
I believe it.
Yeah, I believe it.
Hey,
I want to believe it either way.
I want to believe
Saddam,
it.
Saddam, they had the video.
And that's all that matters. That's all it takes.
Yeah.
It's one hoax like that. And maybe the government made a fake picture.
Yeah. Why the hell not?
Absolutely. You know, it might not
back
just
to
be.
Back to when that. Did you see at the annual dinner party when they played the Lion King video for Obama?
No, I didn't see that.
Okay,
he
started stabbing at Donald Trump because Donald Trump's been hassling him about his citizenship.
The goddamn birth certificate.
Yeah, the goddamn birth certificate. So Obama opens up his speech. I forget the name of this dinner, but they were all there. More of a laid back event.
Was it the correspondence dinner?
I think so. That was the name. It was like this just last week sometime.
Yeah, the correspondence dinner was just like this past week. I missed all of the coverage. Yeah. I feel like an idiot. But there was other stuff going on. He had the royal wedding, and then you have fucking Osama bin Laden.
Yeah, but that just happened yesterday.
Yeah.
Like, that's not really an excuse for us missing that shit. That's because we're stuck at the factory all the time.
You have a point.
See? It's hard to have a social life. And, dude, I don't got TV, so it's
it
not
is hard
like,
to keep up with culture when you're at the factory.
Yeah, and especially when all I got is the internet. So, obviously, I don't expose myself
don't
to media that I don't
either,
want.
I don't have a fancy phone either, so it's even tougher for me.
Yeah.
You know, I stick to the old school.
I have the iPod Touch, obviously, that we're cranking out some.
Yeah, but can you get any? You can get Wi-Fi?
I can get Wi-Fi on it, yeah.
Yeah.
Well, at the factory?
In a couple of spots. Well, of one spots. Spot for sure.
One spot. That one spot, yeah.
Yeah. You know, that one spot that I always hung out at around the holidays.
Right, yeah. Yeah. We all know.
And of course we know.
Of course we do. Doesn't matter. It's useless to the show. Osama bin Laden died.
Yeah.
keep bringing that up.
Really important.
It is.
Well, it is.
Seriously, biggest moment in history.
No.
Well... In the last 10 years.
Almost 10 years.
Yeah.
Not quite 10 years. But yeah, exactly.
It's the biggest moment since September
11th,
since 9/11,
right? Yeah. Probably.
I mean, it has to... People, victims of, the attack.
I mean...
The firefighters. Everybody's got to be happy there.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah, of
right?
course.
Yeah.
I get douchebags on my Facebook.
Oh, let's... Yeah.
That posts...
Uh-huh.
I understand it's probably a good thing that Osama bin Laden is dead, but shouldn't we still respect his human rights? No.
Fuck that.
No. Kill him. Kill him. Stomp his face. Piss on him. Torture him. I don't give a shit. It's Osama bin Laden. You crossed the line, buddy. Yeah.
Right. Well, that would have... same thing with
Hitler. You're not entitled to human rights anymore.
50 years ago, they would have... Now it's just offensive.
Well, no. Would we have humanely arrested Hitler? Or would somebody have shot him in the face before he had a chance to set himself on fire?
Yeah, somebody in there.
Yeah, seriously? You think that... And you know what would have happened? And I pray to God that this is what would have happened, is that it would have been a Jewish soldier.
Just
one guy comes up
on the bear Jew.
The bear Jew.
No. I want the guy who got pressed into service, like the fucking accountant.
Right.
That's who I want to, you know, just the eye of the Jew and just unleash the fury of 1,000 Hebrews.
The bear Jew.
Yeah. Or 6 million Hebrews in
exactly.
that case.
Exactly.
And just, yeah.
Crush him.
That would have been annihilation like nobody could ever imagine.
It's interesting, too, though, because we have to keep in mind the fact that fucking Pakistan obviously had knowledge. If he was living in a fortified mansion in a fairly populated area, they thought he was in the fucking mountains. They thought he was in fucking caves.
Yeah. That's why my friends are in a fortified fucking mansion. Yeah.
And they traced him. You're telling me that Pakistan doesn't have anything to do with it?
I say
we need to be fucking investigating their government at the moment.
Oh, yeah. I mean, they're...
Well, dude, but you realize that even if you attack the national government of Pakistan, it's not going to matter because it's that region. Even if the entire government of Pakistan is good, they harbor that idea. It's just like the different provinces in
ideology,
Afghanistan.
So you're not going to convince them otherwise anyway.
Yeah. Well, you got the different provinces in Afghanistan, some of which are very progressive and some of which are very, you know, if you're from the West and, you know, we're going to blow you up.
Right.
But it's important.
We need to be in Pakistan then. We need to be fucking investigating that shit. I'd rather be there than Iraq.
Obviously. It's not
why are
not
we
a
even
country.
Still there?
But here's what everybody forgets, that it's not a country that we really need to be going after. It's those independent cells which cross borders. They cross borders
all
the time.
They go from Afghanistan to Pakistan.
And there are cells everywhere.
You're right.
You're
right.
You know, that's the problem.
But it's the people that are ignoring, like, okay, yeah, I know what's going on.
Yeah, I know you're here.
I know you're here.
Yeah.
Like, I'm not going to say anything about it. You know?
It's
those people that really need to be saying something about it that aren't. And those people, obviously, where are they getting it? Is it teachings? You know, throughout their region? Is it just, why is it there? I mean,
is it because of the, you know, the cleric in that village or?
Well, yeah, and they have plenty of reasons to ultimately be pissed off at us.
Yeah.
Of course.
Plenty of reasons.
It's very important to acknowledge that.
It is.
Not saying that they don't have specific complaints, because they do.
But at the end of the day, they have a lot of reasons to be pissed off at us. I just don't understand why. You have such radical cells that just pop up. Where does it all come from? And how does that mentality spread? Is it just is it cult?
Well, but it's
like,
yeah,
I mean,
like a
is
gang,
it,
you know?
Is it Pikey like?
It's raised up in like the last 30 years. Because like, prior to that, we really didn't have...
Well, it's post-Cold War, in a sense, because, you know, there's a lot of stuff going on, of course, with Russia.
Fallout from communism, and a lot of these places are former Soviet republics.
Exactly, and they're going back to places and all that.
Yeah.
I mean, that I think that plays a huge role in it, too.
But
the radicalism just to the West in general. I mean, we have to look at what... Originally, I mean, Osama bin Laden said, you know, when he attacked America and why he attacked America. And, you know, basically it was...
Hustler.
It was basically pitching the idea that what America was doing was wrong because everything revolved around money. And that's one of the huge reasons. I mean, there were religious implications as well.
Right.
But he wanted
to... It was financial...
He wanted to change the political and social structure of the world. That's what his intent was, is not necessarily just to force religion on somebody. That was attached as well.
Right.
But that wasn't the sole reason. He had all these strange little things. And if you watch the speech, like, I remember watching it and it caught, like, a few, you know, crazy things out of it. That never really got brought up. You know, it's all just, it's forced upon us that it's the religion, religion, religion. It's not just the religion, religion, religion.
It's not just the religion. Well, and yeah, because nobody, you get those few sound bites that get played over and over and over again on the news, and that's all you hear.
Correct.
And unless you actually go out independently and look for the full text or the full video, that's all you're going to hear. It's just, and like, it's so easy for things to be taken out of context that way.
And slip through cracks.
Yeah,
and
absolutely. And lose fairly important details.
It's important that basically journalism has gone to hell.
I completely
agree.
In
a handbasket.
As somebody who has an absolute passion for journalism, yeah, it completely has.
Okay, Snooki is not news, right?
No.
Okay. Any of these, you know, stupid celebrities that keep popping up. Donald Trump should not be news.
No.
You know,
Linda McMahon.
He pops up again, but I mean,
Don't forget about that. She's like, there are other rich people that are trying to buy their way into politics. You know, like Linda McMahon, who is the wife of Vince McMahon, who owns WWE.
Yeah.
And, you know, she's trying to,
what's she trying to do?
She's running for Senate in Connecticut.
I didn't even hear about that.
Yeah. I'm not sure what the status of that is. I know that she was in the primaries, and then I kind of fell off with it because the factory.
I didn't know about that.
Yeah.
I didn't know about that.
I'm a nerd, so I know about.
That would only make sense, as much money as the WWE Federation has.
Yeah. No, not the Federation anymore. Not the Federation anymore. They got in trouble. They got sued.
Blah, 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 blah.
Yeah.
Cover me for
whatever,
a second.
They have so much fucking money.
Yeah.
You know.
Billions upon billions of dollars.
On the world.
Yeah.
I want to show. Cover me for a second, because I want to show everyone this picture that I posted it on my Facebook. But for those of you who haven't seen it, it's probably the coolest caption over Obama ever. And I think it.
I don't know if I've seen this.
Yeah, it's pretty much the coolest thing ever. I just saved it. Where did I fucking save it? God damn it. Run the podcast for me.
Run the podcast for you. Well, dude, it's not my fault that you can't remember where you save your own shit.
It's true, but you can talk.
I can talk. I'm also the only one on a microphone right now, since the snake just up and left because he wants to see what you're doing.
I'm still here, Doug.
Oh, hey, Amy's here.
What's up?
It's the Dungan and Amy show now. That's right. You've been very quiet. You have to hold the mic close to your... Yeah, I know.
Like there
that,
yeah.
Yeah, there you go.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's good. That's good. Now that we got mic check figured out. Just something I should never have to do, by the way. If one of you fuckers ever makes me mic check, I'm going to be mad.
What the fuck, dude? Who made you mic check?
Nobody. not at the factory. I've had to. It's like, why are you. Dude, I'm definitely. I can get you up and make a noise. Not a sound guy. Sorry about your luck.
What the fuck is it?
He doesn't know what the fuck. Dude, that's what I'm saying.
I do know what the fuck I'm doing. I've done this before, goddammit.
Yeah, you fucking lost photos that you just posted to your own Facebook.
I got it.
I'm not getting up.
I'm not getting up.
Look.
You're going to have to bring that fucking monitor to me.
Yeah, bring that monitor.
Does it basically say, I'm king shit? Hold on.
Look at that shit.
Goddammit.
Goddammit. Now you want to see it.
Ha!
For those of you, listening to the podcast, it says, "Sorry, it took so long to get you a copy of my birth certificate. I was too busy killing Osama bin Laden."
True. I believe we would put that in the category of
win.
And it's the
Superfly picture with his tie blowing in the wind, and he's got sunglasses, and he's pointing off. He's looking all cool.
Yeah, because he probably just burned one.
Fucking, I'm Obama.
I'm Obama. And I'm a bad motherfucker. What I like about Obama, I like Obama because he represents Chicago. And anybody who can get Chicago to love them is definitely okay in my book. That's a tough city to get to love you.
Very true.
That's a tough city.
I like Chicago in a lot of ways.
Yeah?
I don't know.
I gotta say,
it's a good looking city.
It's a great
city. Parts of it.
Parts of it, yeah.
Never been?
Michael Jordan's from Chicago.
This is true. Bulls.
I was on the Navy base there for a little bit.
Oh, yeah?
Oh, really?
You're a Navy girl.
Yep.
What age were you then?
Wow.
Oh, my God. I was in first and second grade. I lived in Cuba for a while.
Yeah.
Cuba?
Yeah. Damn it.
Where are you originally from?
I was born in California, but my dad is Puerto Rican and my mom's Australian, so I have...
Wow, that's an interesting mix.
That's what I was thinking. Yeah. I couldn't even name that cookie.
That's like being half Welsh and half English. That's
because half of you fights with the other half.
Yeah,
all the time.
All the time. Dude, I don't know what I am. I support both sides,
which is tough to do.
It's tough.
Yeah,
dude. I'm Irish.
Do we want to talk about
I'm
that?
I'm Irish and Scottish.
Let's talk.
Brian's got a new little friend. New little friend.
Yeah, this is what I hear.
And it's very awkward because Brian's new little friend just happens to be English.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So, half of you hates her.
Right.
Yeah.
Half of me hates her. Half of me loves her. But of course, she's picked the Welsh side to make fun of.
Yeah. Well, why wouldn't she?
And she's already called me a sheep shagger without even meeting her.
Well, now hold on.
Hey, it's like the Australians.
The Aussies and the Kiwis, exactly like that.
Yeah. I'm kind of scared to meet
Owen. Says so. Well, tell her I piss on her side of the bridge. So her old man comes back with, well, we have toilets on our side of the bridge.
Oh. Snap!
Wow.
But that's sir, you have to realize I am actually English. You have to realize that I have an English portion to me as well. Yeah. I have a Union Jack on my forearm,
which when I first met you, I thought was an Iron Maiden tattoo.
No, it's a battered Union Jack, so
which is a total Iron Maiden tattoo. I'm just saying, the Trooper.
Well, it's very close. Yes,
dude, I've worked Iron Maiden. Remember that?
I've seen this thing retouched. It looks terrible.
Dude, let's not even talk about getting tattoos retouched. I haven't gotten a tattoo in like a year and a half.
You don't like that, huh?
I don't like that at all.
Yeah,
not since I was. I think New Zealand. It was either when I was in New Zealand or it was the last sitting I got done on my sleeve, on my left arm. But
you were pretty recent.
Yes, pretty recent. I've been working on a piece for a little while.
Yeah.
It's looking good. I appreciate Ascension Tattoos. Those guys are great at that shop there, man. They guys can... Quite impressive. Check their website out.
I don't know. I'm still not thrilled about this. I was pissed. There were certain aspects of it that definitely...
Were not captured?
He fucked up on.
Why don't we go back, man?
No.
Get somebody knows what they're doing. They can touch
your thing. Dude, I'm just saying, my first tattoo has long since been covered up.
Right.
Yeah. It's incorporated into this sleeve.
Exactly.
Unless
you don't even notice it anymore. No. It's not even there.
Unless I point it out. And it's up here, so unless I'm wearing a sleeveless shirt.
Another forgotten memory.
Yeah. Oh, no. It's not a forgotten one.
It's still there.
That motherfucker's there.
It up.
And I'm like, God damn it.
Hey, but you know, because regardless, you'll never, ever forget the situation, even if it is a tattoo.
Yeah.
So you fucking cover it up?
I mean, and it was like one of those things. Like my first tattoo
not a bad thing.
Was done by a guy that did several of my mom's tattoos.
Oh.
Yeah. So I was like, all right. You know, my mom took me to my first rock concert when I was 13. And then when her dad, her and I both saw the same band for our first concert when we were 13, and that was Kiss, and that's the reason that I'm like this now. Dude, when you're 13 years old...
Oh, I'm not complaining about Kiss. Those guys were geniuses, dude.
And that was on the reunion tour, the first reunion tour.
You know, they're just as cool and big as fucking Donald Trump.
Yeah. If Gene Simmons wasn't born in Israel, I would totally vote for Gene Simmons for anything, because... He's the smart business savviest motherfucker.
He was born in Israel.
Gene Simmons for president. He's better than fucking Donald Trump.
No, I wouldn't vote.
No, he's better than. Come on, Gene Simmons or Donald Trump?
You can hate Kiss.
Make a choice.
You can hate Kiss. Yeah, but dude, you can't deny that they put on a fucking brilliant show.
Yeah.
It's a spectacle, and it's exactly what rock and roll is supposed to be.
The epitome of
that's like, dude. I
radio.
Like
to a degree,
to a degree,
of but that's radio rock and roll. There's difference.
No. The epitome. Well, the epitome of radio rock and roll. For oh no, I'm not trying to say that they had like
for
real,
that time maybe.
Yeah, for their that time, it was definitely. They definitely went.
I'm trying to think
real
who puts on the most rock and roll show right now. See, the ultimately the epitome of rock and roll will always and forever be Lemmy.
This is true.
Truer words have never been spoken.
That's absolutely true.
That is the epitome of rock and roll,
dude. And I've seen Lemmy up close. Oh my god!
I'm sorry.
No, I've seen Lemmy on stage up close, and that's just unfucking believable.
Oh. Right?
You're like, that's
he's
Lemmy,
big too.
The
he's
Cocoa
tall.
Puffs, man. He's the Cocoa Puffs. Yeah.
Have you, either of you guys seen that documentary?
No, I've not. I've heard.
I have
it's one
a
documentary.
Lot.
It's so good.
Yeah,
I've mentioned it before on the show, but it's fucking
yeah,
amazing.
Lemmy. I gotta tell you that, but Lemmy is rock and roll, and Lemmy is the dirty side of rock and roll. That's what Lemmy is.
But that
Lemmy
is rock and roll.
Lemmy is danger. Lemmy is what everybody wants to be. Everybody, it, all of us.
If you're not frightened, it's not rock and roll.
No, it's not.
I mean,
rock
and
roll
has
should
to have
never
an edge.
Be safe.
No, it can never be safe.
Rock and roll can never be safe. That's what I feel.
Just like the Ono radio show.
Exactly.
You never know what's going to happen.
No. The Ono radio show is actually very safe.
Shout out to
shout
DJ
out.
Safety
first. On the ones and twos.
On the ones and twos on the Ono radio show. DJ Trems.
Cacaw.
Cacaw, sir.
Had a good weekend down in
Miami.
In Miami.
Cuba 2.0.
Man.
You know what I just realized? I've not even looked at the chat this whole show.
Oh, yeah?
We're going to take a half-hour break.
What? A half-hour break?
No. Sorry. I said that wrong. We are going to take
a break.
A short
since
break.
Since it's been a half hour.
Since it's been a half hour. And we're going to come back. And we're going to do another half hour. Or however long I can steal these people.
Oh, dude. I don't got to work tomorrow.
Neither do I.
Hallelujah.
Might be doing a marathon show.
Oh, shit. Let's do it. I should have made a longer playlist.
By the way,
gentlemen, this is Sound Tribe Sector 9.
We'll go well with it. Very laid back show tonight, right? We're back.
Yeah.
This song is pretty badass. Yes.
Dude, nobody remembers that LL Cool J used to be a rapper.
I feel like I'm in a microwave.
Listen to that.
He's a great guy. He really is.
Dude, yeah.
I'm sorry, fucking...
Yeah.
LL fucking Cool J. Robin. On a radio show, we're back. Took an extended break there.
Yes. Had to happen.
Talk about safety.
I think, guys, it's been a little while since we.
It's been a while. I don't know if Duncan has been there.
I don't know what we're talking
right.
about. Are
that's
we still? Are we still
it's
dark?
The first time. It's the first time.
Yeah. No.
Can we get the video department?
He's a virgin.
Thank you. Am I?
He's there.
Am I in shot?
He's there.
Yeah. You're in. You're in shot.
Clean as a whistle.
Thank you.
I doubt it.
Well, we had been told that I was not in the shot anymore, and it was probably because I was.
We need him in there.
I was in stealth mode.
I think. I think we need to go to the moon,
Duncan. We're going to the moon.
To the moon.
We're playing tennis on the moon, bitch. Well, realistically, why the hell aren't we already on the moon?
That was nice.
We're on the moon.
Oh, we're on.
Ladies and gentlemen, the only podcast on the internet that broadcasts sometimes from the moon. Amy is taking the headphones so she gets the proper life support.
Welcome
of the moon. Yes.
Well, is this the...
I wanted to discuss...
Dark side of the moon.
Some very technical jargon with you guys about the Russian space program and the lack of the space program that we currently have.
Correct.
You see, the shuttle is almost done, correct?
If we can get it off
if
the
we
ground.
Can get it up one more time.
One
more,
if it sounds like every
that's,
old man's wiener.
That's pretty much the case. So we're going to have to rely.
Old man cock joke number one for the evening.
So, right. Number one.
Number one. It might be a long show.
This is true. Anyway, put this in perspective. We no longer have a way to get our astronauts into space.
Right.
They're not the Ono Radio Show. They can't just transport to the moon.
Yeah,
see,
they don't have the technology.
I have a TARDIS.
Why is that?
I have a TARDIS.
The budget was cut.
The budget's gone. The budget ain't no more.
Budget that was really created from the government, that was supplied for NASA, is now the contract.
They can't afford it.
Right.
They can't afford it.
That's a crock of shit.
Isn't it just?
Where are all the smart people going
to
work?
Basically, think about this.
Astronauts have no real job anymore.
That's true. That's kind of a specialized skill.
Well, no, they do because they'll still be going up. They'll still be American astronauts going up.
But it's all about the
engineers. But they'll be going
the
up. I had to look this up.
They're going up on
interested.
The Soyuz rockets, the Russian.
Exactly.
Yep.
They're going up on the Soyuz rockets.
Yep.
We have to rely on Russia, and Japan is actually... just got into the loop as well.
It's because we're broke.
Here's the problem that you got to look at. We might be broke, but, dude, I worked for, we'll call it, the circus, right?
Right.
The owner of the circus paid $35 million of his own money to go to space on a Russian Soyuz rocket. Yeah. And they did a live webcast of it and everything, and it was a big damn deal all around the site. And now here's the thing.
It's not like they're kicking the space program out completely.
No, well, not yet.
They're still going to be sending up tons of unmanned stuff.
They're still going to be sending up rockets. Unfortunately, they are watching the budget.
Yeah.
You know, so if they're going to do a little bit of cutting, then maybe, I don't know, I disagree. I don't like it, to be honest.
What's up, dude? We're still in contemplation about this man-made trip to Mars.
Yeah.
Well, hold on.
You know, and
the whole here's the thing that happened. Like, I started looking all this stuff up.
Mm-hmm.
I got really engrossed with it the other night
when the shuttle got scrubbed the first time,
and I found out that the Russian space program is the leading space program in the world.
Of course.
I believe it.
Yeah.
And bottom line is, it was all Cold War related. Like, all the stuff that happened after the Cold War.
Yeah.
It all developed into a situation.
Where what are we going to do with this technology?
Exactly.
Yeah.
And it was all basically, the Americans have this, and they saw the shuttle as being a device.
A space bomber.
Basically a space bomber. So they were scared shitless of this shuttle that America had.
Right. Now, don't you think that we already have one of those, by the way? Let's be realistic.
They went and they built their own.
Yeah.
Do you know what it was called? The Buran.
The Buran.
It's fucking scary as shit, dude.
I was going to say, it's not even that, but you know that somewhere America has a military space shuttle.
Oh, you think so?
Absolutely.
Area 51, there's this thing that can go into space and bomb another country from outer space.
Yeah. I will go out on a limb.
That's some serious fucking science there, man.
Yeah.
You don't think we have the science? If we do, kudos.
Yeah. I don't think we're that advanced.
Look,
if the Russians can do it.
Dropping bombs through the ozone.
Let's be honest. American ingenuity has accounted for a lot of technical progress.
I agree. And realistically,
I'm not saying that our generation is going to have too many nuclear scientists or, you know.
Check this thing out, man.
And I'm also suggesting that based on the event that I've been a part of the past couple weekends, that the generation after me damn sure ain't going to have too many scientists.
This is true. I'm going to pull up a clip right here.
All right.
Of the Buran spacecraft. Look at that thing.
Oh, I got to see this.
Look at how identical. It looks to our space shuttle.
Now, except it's all white. It kind of looks like a Klansman. That's a little disturbing.
There's some video. Let me just look it up. I saw this the other night, and I was absolutely amazed. It really... Buran...
Not burlesque.
Space shuttle. All right, yeah. That's the one I watched. It's got stupid music, so let me... But we are in space, so we can have stupid music.
That's true.
Hang on.
Only 11,150 hits, though.
There we go. It's pretty badass, though, man. Look at this fucking thing.
Damn.
Look at that. Look how scary that fucking rocket looks.
Oh, my God.
Isn't that scary as shit? Like, that is Russia right there, man.
Uh-huh.
This is what they do to put people in space. They got the whole fucking arm going up. Look at that.
Jesus Christ.
That's how they fucking do it.
So how did this slip through everybody? Like, how did this just not get covered? Oh, because Snooki got punched in the face.
Right. Yeah. This is old shit, man.
Because Donald Trump is asking for birth certificates.
No, this isn't new news. This thing's old shit. This thing is...
Well, no, but this is what I'm saying. Okay, when was it posted? July 13th, 2010.
Yeah, but it's not current footage. It's not from, like, last week. Years ago. I mean, it's just the progression of this particular program.
Good God.
But that's what they have on their side. And they canceled a lot of the budget because they found out it's way fucking cheaper to essentially just get an astronaut into space via a rocket with a really shitty capsule.
Yeah.
And he just goes out and floats around and connects with the space station than to have a thing that's able to come back up and come back down. It's just way easier to get them up there.
One-time use thing.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And the way it re-enters, it's almost destroyed when it gets back to Earth.
It's like the old capsules
from like the astronauts that I've read accounts of like flying in these things. They're scary as shit.
I imagine
half of them burn up,
throwing up all over the.
They end up in the ocean.
The
goal is to basically come back into atmosphere over somewhere
a
large body of water, and to land in a large body of water where a boat can pick you up.
Yeah, because they have parachutes.
So instead of
slow
our
the impact,
astronauts,
I'm fucking digging this music.
Yeah, it's moon moves music. Yeah,
I like it.
It's a party on the
moon.
So
seriously. Are they bombing people from space too?
Not yet.
All right.
They can, though.
Oh, yeah, they can. No, seriously, you don't think that there's technology that American citizens don't know about?
Oh, no.
You don't think there's all sorts of...
I'm not necessarily sure that we have
a space bomber.
That's a little...
I'm not so sure that we don't have a space bomber. And by the way, did you use this microphone for a newsstand show? Is that why it's beat to shit? I just had to ask.
Probably smells like his asshole too.
That microphone, I've been tonguing it. That microphone actually,
scumbag.
Honestly, is given to the biggest scumbag in the room, and then it's obviously
it's like if we had a crown.
You're right, Jordan. You know, Owen.
Owen?
Jordan?
Call me Jordan. Call you Jordan because
shout
you
out
the,
to Jordan.
Shout out to Jordan because he gave the scumbag mic to Jordan. I appreciate that. Yeah. You know what? And I'm glad that I brought my own microphone here.
That's the guest mic. I got a fairly, you know, it's not a nice mic, but I mean, it's nicer looking.
It's nicer. No, but this looks like... No, this looks like Phil Anselmo threw it against a fucking drum riser.
Yeah, well...
And then drooled heroin and whiskey all over it.
Sometimes your sound man...
Yeah.
...needs to get punched in the face.
Yes. You don't got to say nothing, dude. I've been around.
Since we're live on the air right now, I have one dedication. I want to say fuck you to DJ Khali. I hate that motherfucker. And I'm saying it from the moon so you can't hear me.
So you can't
fuck
hear me.
On the moon.
I hate that guy.
Yeah, what an asshole.
What an asshole.
Did he show up late again?
Yeah. Dude, he is such a douchebag of a performer. He is texting in between his lyrics on the microphone.
Really?
Are you serious?
I am dead serious. Like, that's why. Yeah, man.
He's too busy
grabbing his nuts all night.
He's making how much? What do you think he's making?
He's so railed out all the time. Like, he can barely even fucking breathe. He says, blah, Rick Ross, blah. Like, it's fucking. Dude,
is he the one that was there last weekend?
Yeah, he's I got two more weekends with this fucking asshole. And you know what, motherfucker? Don't cross me.
I wouldn't. So glad, dude. I'm not gonna lie. Not unhappy about the fact that I'm not gonna be around.
I'm gonna kick
this
him in the chaw and steal his fucking bling.
Since we have. Oh, by the way, do you want to come back from the moon? I mean, enough.
Yeah, we can come back from the moon.
Yeah, we can come back from the moon.
I think we're safe for re-entry.
Oh, that's nice.
Yeah, it feels good. Terra firma.
Ground Earth, you know.
Sweet terra firma.
It is good. It is good.
I was getting a little nauseous.
I brought it up very briefly in the podcast, and neither of you guys connected with it. But since we've already played a video clip, you might want to see this. Recently, I discovered something. It's been in the news. It's been on CNN and all your major sources.
Crystal meth.
But it's a slut walk, and I mentioned it.
Oh, yeah. We did touch on it. And then I made the reference to my first apartment, and we
kind of drifted from there.
As you do.
Here I am bringing it up. Now, these slut walks are happening all around the globe now.
Okay.
And what it is, it's basically...
Is it what it sounds like?
It's women protesting to wear slutty clothing without being judged, in a sense.
Wait. Okay, hold on.
What?
Wait a minute. Let me see if I got this. They are wearing slutty clothing to protest their right to be able to wear slutty clothing.
Correct.
Without being judged for it.
Correct.
Without being called a slut?
Yes. It stems from a comment made by some politician or douchebag radio host somewhere.
Much like me.
But
any of us, really.
Well, he said something to the effect that she just like someone got raped and she deserved it because she was dressed like a slut.
Okay, out of line.
So
out of context.
Essentially, what's happened is now this slut walk all across America has happened.
Uh huh.
And I figure we can play some clips to see how we can. Judge these people, because I like judging people.
Judge these sluts.
Yeah.
It's like I'm aware.
Let's at least see if they're hot. I've got a bet that these sluts are all disgusting.
I agree with that. I'm on.
Oh yeah.
Yeah.
You look like the same wavelength.
Yeah.
They're all gonna be gross. Right?
What we have,
they're gonna be fat. They're going to be enclosed.
Oh, yeah.
They're going to be the ones that are like, I'm embracing my body.
Or they're going to look like they got hit in the face with a hot bag of nickels. Yeah.
Now, as a woman, before we play these clips, how do you feel in general about slut walk?
I mean, if you got it, do it. But if you don't, please, I don't want to see that stuff.
I guess even...
I mean, but the thing is, though... thing is, I do have to agree, though. I hate to say it. I'm on, like, if you're going to dress like that, you got to, though it is sucks that it happens.
Society, come on.
Like, you know, come on. Like, if you come think on,
next
thing
you know, look at pop culture.
We're going to have a fucking slut week in Orlando.
Yeah, and it's, but you know,
we don't have a slut week in Orlando.
I'm going to just call more guys out to be on the prowl. Like, you know, these girls are just skimpy. I'm going to be out there to watch them. I'm going to harass them.
That makes a lot of sense. That's a pretty sensible take on it.
Yeah, no.
Like, I feel like if you're going to dress slutty,
come on,
expect
that's what it means.
Right. You have to expect men to look.
It sucks.
That's why you're doing it.
That's why you're doing
it's
it,
just
right?
by chance that it happens to someone that got killed.
It's because they like
What about on Halloween? Is it acceptable then? Because
you
know what I'm talking about.
Yeah. It's girls on every Halloween, costume is a slutty costume.
Exactly,
yeah, exactly.
And they use it as an excuse
to
dress
unleash
like a whore.
Their inner whore.
You know what? Do it sensibly. Sensibly. I'm not gonna let. I've worn
responsibly.
The skimpy outfit.
What?
Yeah, you've done the skimpy Halloween
skimpy
thing.
Yeah.
What were you?
I just made it up. I was a Freddy Krueger. Freddy Krueger.
You were
victim.
Slutty Freddy Krueger. Is that what
no,
you're saying?
No, I was just a Freddy Krueger victim, and my friend was a Freddy Krueger. Oh. And I was in just a little nightshirt that was ripped, pink underwear with little
right.
knee highs. Yeah.
So yeah, the slutty Halloween outfit.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, let's
whatever
check.
Happened to fucking Duncan apples?
Yeah.
Razor blades.
Coming
the apples.
Coming from a guy whose Halloween was spent dressed as a giant penis. Who almost got pushed into the fire.
Oh yeah, Duncan there. Yeah, he's never seen those pictures.
Yeah.
Was that this Halloween?
Oh, that was a couple
was
Halloween.
Two or three years,
three years ago.
Two or
oh,
three
all
right. years ago, yeah. It was great because the fucking balls were about 2 feet out where you had to put your feet through the costume. It had these fans in it with AA batteries, but you could only waddle. Like
yeah.
Yeah, there was no walking. You just fucking waddled everywhere.
How did you manage to drink?
Yeah.
Oh, it was. Well, I had my arms out.
But oh, okay.
The funniest part of the whole story, mine is almost getting pushed in the fire because that was great as well.
Yeah.
But yeah. I get out at Kevin's house. Of course, there's no way I could drive with this thing on, so I waited until I parked in front of Kevin's house. I put this costume on. I get out the car, and it blows up. And I've got – and this is when I first realized that – I've got to, waddle down the fucking street. I've got this fucking penis costume, and I've got 2 six-packs of beer. And Kevin lives in the ghetto of downtown,
yes,
right next
does.
To fucking Paramore.
Yes, he does.
For
oh,
those
perfect.
That don't
his
know
street's
Kevin
not bad,
singing.
But you go 2 streets
go
over,
two streets
it's a
over.
Different story.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So I am wilding
see, I haven't
down
been
the
there,
road,
but I,
and
I
cars are fucking honking because there's this big fucking cock walking down the side of the water. I got 2 six-packs of beers.
They knew you were
and
a
I'm
noise
like,
boy.
And I can't see shit because his costume's so big. Dude, it was horrible.
Yeah.
No, it was great. Like, dude, when I walked in the room... Just the oh shit factor hit the fucking fan. And then there were so many people that didn't realize. And then Owen was so fucking pissed by that time.
Oh,
and then
I
when Owen
pissed.
Realized that Brian was dressed as a dick.
Yeah.
Did that lighten you up a little bit?
It certainly did.
My favorite picture of the whole event is at the end of the night when I am fucking sauce and I am laid out in this fucking lawn chair and I got my feet kicked up. So my balls are just hanging. I got 2 beers, and I'm sleeping like this.
Yeah.
That's awesome.
Dude, that's pretty much, that's 90% of the odorous Urungus costume from Guar, which is what I want to be for Halloween.
One of these, one
the
of these
tricky
days, Duncan.
Dickie, that was the title.
Tricky Dickie.
Tricky Dickie.
Cheers, yep. Cheers to the Tricky Dickie.
Cheers
absolutely.
To the Tricky
Dickie. That was a great year.
Well, that
I
was
my one for this
it's
year
funny.
Already.
It's funny you mention that, because my dad's name is Richard. And that's what his nickname was growing up, was Tricky Dick.
Ah.
Tricky Dicky.
Hey, Tricky Dick.
Tricky Dicky.
Fill me up.
Yeah. Imagine that. Tricky Dicky in an English accent.
Oh, Tricky Dicky.
Tricky Dicky.
Oh, who's your friend, Tricky Dicky?
Yeah. There you are, Dad, embarrassing
they always sound,
you. If yeah. you, because I know you secretly listen and don't tell anyone. I bet he does.
Support
I bet
you
he,
think
does.
He does.
Support I think he
your
does.
Son. Support your son.
Yeah, all parents are proud of what their children
well,
do, no
it,
matter
it was,
how horrible.
It was funny because he's
obscene.
Actually never gotten a copy of the EP. I don't know how. Like my band's EP.
Don't blame that on
and,
me.
Really?
No, of course. Yeah. No, that's me.
Yeah.
And he basically said, we posted a new song up somewhere.
Hold on, I gotta do something real quick.
What do you
gotta
do?
Oh, because man. I got a friend at He's Apothecary Tattoo out in Morro Bay, California. But the Trevor, that's for you.
Morro Bay.
Right there. I just want you to get a little one of these.
Right there.
Because that.
Oh, okay.
Because you're a douchebag.
you interrupt the whole show to do that, huh?
Yeah, I Man. Absolutely had to. You know why? Because I'm not here that often.
Okay.
So I got to make an impact while I'm here.
You can do that on when we're slow. You know, you don't even have to say anything about it. You can just do it.
No, but I had to give a shout out to the shop, too, because he is the guy that's doing my sick ass color.
Fair
work.
Enough. What the hell was I talking about?
You were talking about Tricky Dick in the.
I was talking about Tricky Dick.
Yeah.
It's tricky.
And I got remember. Him. That's right.
It's gone now.
It's all right.
It's gone.
Owen, it doesn't I mean, matter. Fucking.
Way to go, Duncan.
Duncan.
Yeah.
Well, we can
well,
still.
How are you confusing the two of us together? Know. You've I known just... him longer than me.
I'm from Louisiana. I don't know how to fucking talk.
You don't know how to talk.
Yeah. Man.
No, you know how to talk. You just don't know.
Who is this guy?
Who is this?
Always be scooping.
Oh, wait. Come on.
Two scoops?
Scoop.
All right. Now we talk about Slut Walk.
All
I've
right.
been trying to get to it for over half an hour.
That's what you were talking about.
That's what we were talking about. And then we got distracted talking about the giant cock.
All right.
Sorry.
Costume.
Let's play this video clip. Yes. And,
we got a video. All right.
And see.
I'm going to go.
Let's judge these women at least.
You can get up. Ottawa demonstration with a difference.
I'm listening.
People marched in defense of a woman's right to dress any way she wants. Although that's not quite how they phrased it. Here's Melanie Nagy on the city's first slut walk.
Showing a little skin.
Fat.
Some say sexy.
Fat.
Others say it's asking for
oh
trouble.
My fucking God.
Sierra Harris and Maggie Ivasekel are proud to call their look slutty.
Proud.
I strongly believe in women's sexuality.
I
think that I could dress in a thong and some tights, or maybe not wear any underwear when I'm wearing a skirt, and that not be a consent for me to get raped.
No. I'm getting no underwear under the skirt.
And
you expect not to get fondled? Oh, Toronto.
Close to 2,000 people gathered in downtown Toronto today for the city's first slut walk.
Half of them aren't dressed slutty.
We're using it. We're using it to take its power away from it harming us and damaging us and telling us that we're less worth it, that we're less deserving of protection and respect.
The march is a response to controversial comments made by a Toronto police officer. In January, the male officer was invited to speak at York University about personal safety. During the talk, he said that women should avoid dressing like sluts in order not to be victimized.
He felt that he had the right and was not confronted by his partner when he said that. So I think we have to presume that that does represent a significant attitude on the part of members of the Toronto Police Service.
As for the Toronto Police Department, it says the officer's comments were unacceptable and clashed with how members are trained.
Our training includes sensitivity training. We've increased the amount of time our officers and investigators are exposed to training in relation to sexual assault investigations.
The Toronto police officer later apologized and said he was embarrassed by his remarks. But as you can see around me, that's done little to make the controversy go away. And in fact, organizers of this march say it's only the beginning. In the coming weeks, there'll be more marches like this right across the country. Melanie Nagy, CBC News, Toronto.
They're not really dressed that slutty.
Yeah, they're not. You know why? Because it's
I bet you
fucking
in other
Toronto.
Yeah, it's Toronto. It's cold as shit.
Then why do it at that time of year?
No,
that was
all right, look.
Stupid planning.
I'll say for the record that, yeah, I'm a fan of skimpy clothing. That's clear.
Yeah, but you gotta expect. Like, I mean, I know it if when I wear skimpy clothes, I know, like, what's.
Yeah, but seriously, that girl talking about. Like, yeah, don't wear any underwear with a skirt, but don't expect that some guy is not gonna try and slip one inside you. I'm
seriously?
Just saying.
It's the sluts that get offended for dressing slutty
yeah,
and then
thanks.
Get. Like.
And then organize
just get offended for looking at you, you know? Like, it's those ones that piss me off.
It's like really?
It's
like, I can see your moose knuckle.
What a crock.
I can see your moose knuckle. What do you expect me to do? Not look?
You know,
I'm a straight
I don't expect
man.
To
everybody
walk down
involved.
The street in a thong and not have every lady want to talk to me.
I'm just saying.
I mean,
yeah.
That's why I'm walking down the street in a thong.
Exactly. I mean, that's why I go to work in a thong.
Exactly.
Seriously? Everybody involved with the slut walk, you need to get a fucking life. That's fucking garbage.
Yeah,
dude, that's fucking crock. Dude, that is like the biggest fucking. Come on. Find something else to do with your fucking life.
Seriously.
I'm sorry.
No, you're
fucking
absolutely...
slut. you're a fucking slut. It seems, and you don't want to get called a slut, so you're going to get your 15 minutes of fucking fame.
Don't worry about being politically correct. Just fucking speak the truth.
Yeah.
You know, if you're going to dress like a slut, dress like a slut, and all the videos I'm finding, it's funny because
they're all from Canada.
Stand up and realize who you are.
I think that's a Canadian. I think you're reading Canadian news and you're getting.
Am I on YouTube Canada?
I don't know.
Well. Maybe
I hope not.
Maybe.
Slut
I know
walk.
There's been more slut walks.
I just work at Hooters.
Maybe
it's
slut.
I just work at
Canada?
Wing House. I swear.
I work at Wing House. It's much more respectful.
Only person I talk about is me.
I think I just found something kind of interesting, guys.
Yeah.
It's called
Why Men Love Sluts.
The Walk of Shame and
I'm liking the music already.
Baseline.
Hey, girl. Girl.
I'm not a slut.
Ooh, it's 7 o'clock in the morning and you're holding your high heels. You got a bad hangover that your head feels.
This is the worst video ever. Some like amateur musician.
Of course. The Walk of Shame.
Kind of into it, man. He's pretty good. Yep. It's quality production. See there? There she's got her teeth. Yep.
She's obviously not American.
I like it.
I think Australia.
I don't know.
I'm looking for a license plate, though.
Yeah,
That's what's going to give it away.
It's not giving us any help. Oh, they got a little... You hear that? What is that back there? That was on camera, don't it?
This is unbelievable.
No, it wasn't.
Oh, yes.
You think I don't know what I'm doing?
This is, you know, I mean,
what is this? Where is this coming? This is Europe or Australia?
This song is way too long.
The song's not actually very good at all.
You know,
I'm kind of over it.
I get it. So this is her ticket to success. She wrote a song about the fucking walk of shame in the morning.
Yeah, I thought it was gonna be like a funny video.
You know,
yeah, it's not really.
It's not very good at all.
Fail.
You guys got. Any funny videos you want to watch?
New ones.
Have you seen the Turtle Kid?
Turtle Kid?
I like turtles.
Okay, I don't think I've seen that.
This sounds a little fucking disturbing.
Turtle Kid?
Yeah, that could.
Zombie boy with a turtle. Like, he has his face painted like a
zombie. Zombie kid likes turtles?
Yeah.
I have seen this. Yeah, I've seen this.
I like this one.
This is pretty ridiculous, I think.
It's funny.
Live at the Waterfront Village with my friend, the zombie, Jonathan. You're looking good. Jonathan just got an awesome face paint job. What do you think?
I like turtles.
All right, you're a great zombie. And good times here at the Waterfront Village, open for the next 11 days.
She's trying not to laugh. I told you it was good.
Back here live at the Waterfront Village with my friend, the zombie, Jonathan.
Oh,
you're looking good. Jonathan just got an awesome face paint job. What do you think?
I like turtles.
All right. You're a great zombie. And
I like turtles.
Good times here at the Waterfront Village. Open
She's
for the next
trying
day.
So hard not to fucking lose her
oh,
shit.
Oh, I know.
Oh, that's pretty fucking
that's
brilliant.
That's great. I like it.
I like turtles.
I like turtles.
No, man. You can get him a job at
I was at the factory not too long ago. This past week. I was there kind of late night, and they were... They were playing some loud, rambunctious music, and it just so happened that a guest had a Down syndrome child with them, about 9-10 years old, something like that, and he was just fucking getting down.
That's good stuff.
Yeah, that's awesome.
Is it bad? Is it bad to laugh at that shit?
No, see, at that point, like, it's... That's okay.
It's
when they flip out. Like, you know, have you ever seen
No,
that's
you
when you can't laugh, but you want to laugh more than when they're acting, when they're dancing. You know, like,
oh, dude, yeah, that's a release so bad, for like, him, you know?
But yeah, especially when they're in the wheelchair or something, you know, it's always like that quiet moment.
Yeah.
Yeah, and it's just awkward.
And they lose it.
I've had, I've seen Bart Simpson get bit in the hand at a special event for disabled people.
Yeah, there was actually one time I was working on a show, outside of the factory actually, and this person was in prosthetics, and they had a kid there that was deaf and blind, you know, like fucking
he's a mute.
Great, yeah, and yeah, he didn't say a whole hell of a lot, but they took him there, and of course he could probably feel vibrations of sounds.
Dude, that's
got to
be such a
kind of get him in the mold, and they had like a special meet and greet after the show,
right,
with the lead character, and you know, heavily prosthetic, and
had
the kid just basically feel his face,
yeah,
because that's the only thing you can do.
Yeah,
I mean, imagine that. Like, that's like, that is your sense to be able to figure out what shit is. Like,
yeah,
that's all you got. It took me aback, you know,
yeah.
Like there are times in my life, like I'm not a complete scumbag all the time.
All the time. Right.
And there are times in my life that I feel, you know, stuff like that with kids. And I've always said I could work with, you know, the disabled. Like, I've always
actually wanted to.
It would break my heart. I couldn't do it. Oh.
I have a disabled uncle, my mom's brother.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And, you know, so I kind of grew up around it.
Yeah.
And I've always just kind of, it sounds stupid, but, you know, I've had a connection with that side of things. Like,
yeah.
it's something I plan on doing at some point in my life, but it's weird when you come across, you know, an individual like that, like a kid just fucking thrashing out, like dancing.
Yeah.
And I don't.
I just play basketball.
Like, I don't know if I'm okay to laugh at it. You know,
you
I mean?
Got to, dude.
Dude, but you're not laughing. But you're not laughing at the kid. You're laughing at the awesomeness of this kid fucking getting down to some rambunctious music, looking like he's
true.
You know?
He's having a good time.
Yeah.
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 You know,
you're laughing at the fact that he's having a good time because let me tell you, we don't have a good time.
Now there are plenty of people that work at the factory or you just bump into randomly, you know, out, you know, just in general life, you know, you're at the store or whatever. They're just that little bit slow.
Yeah.
Just that they can function on a normal level.
Yeah, absolutely.
But they're that little bit slow. Those are the ones that creep me the fuck out.
I won't mention any names.
We get the roach.
Jesus.
We can't even talk about the roach. We shouldn't talk about the roach.
Continuing.
That's a porch conversation.
Yeah.
Yes.
Porch.
Correct.
By the way, folks, eventually we are going to have microphones on the porch, and I think we're going to be doing a series of solely porch conversations, but I digress.
Correct. It's just an idea that's being mulled over.
Exactly. Yeah. You know, I think it can happen. I think it would be a pretty entertaining show.
I think
so. You know, it's like the show in between the show.
Exactly. Because it's all the shit that we think about while we're on the porch.
Yeah.
And we don't have, we're not holding the microphone and we're just kind of there.
Yeah, you're just kind of there and you kind of just do your thing. So.
Yeah. And it's dark. You can't really see nothing. So.
Yeah, exactly. I think we're about at the point where we should probably wrap it up.
You think?
Yeah.
I think so. Good night. Can we go back to the moon one more time? That was fun.
I don't mind coming back and doing another little bit, but I need a break.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah, I'm with you.
Let's do a break. I'll stay live, and if we want to come back and just shoot the shit for a little bit with something, we'll do it.
Yeah, my...
Especially if there's somebody, needs to probably get going.
Yes.
Yeah.
Somebody's tired.
Yeah.
Somebody's tired.
Take it to the moon on the outro.
All right, then. We'll go to the moon.
That's right.
We got to pick the track.
We do have to pick the track.
Can we play something by the animals? I want to play an animal.
You want the animals?
Line up here.
I want the animals.
I can find the
animals. No, it's. I don't think it's on there, and if it is, it's hidden in a various artist's.
What song do you want by the animals?
I'm just kidding.
Anything.
I
can probably do that. Hang on. It won't take me too long.
In fact, I can play anything.
I've got the animals. I definitely have the animals somewhere.
Yeah, it's always a question of where. Because you get new music, and then you don't have a chance to categorize it.
Sometimes.
And I don't use iTunes as my main music manager.
I do, for the most part, just because I think it's the best thing out there. But there are times... I've had a lot of computers crashing lately, and I don't know where everything is.
Yeah. Mine crashed. All my music was gone.
Ugh.
It's terrifying.
And then before
it?
I could update my iTouch to my iTunes, my iTouch went.
Oh,
perfect.
That's
about $150 worth of music.
Really?
Yeah. Yeah.
That's brutal.
I don't have the animals. I apologize.
No.
So we're going to go with some British music.
Yeah. I like British music.
Me too.
Down.
Here we go. This is Baby Shambles. Folks, it's been fun.
To the moon, motherfucker!
There you go. Go to the moon one more time. Let's rock and roll on the moon.
Dead down the floor of life. The quarter ticking over on the middle by the side of the road. Don't get surrounded by people you hate, who choke you out the house, down the path and out the garden gate. About you doing to me, I don't know, I know, I know, I know, I know, it's like electricity. Ooh, I want it, I never heard the trouble just to get all the weird and dope, but spew it on the side from the band and the fans and the gang and the tram, but the monkey man hide with a little girl in the side. Quarter ticking over on the middle by the side of the road.